Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, confirmed U.S. virus cases are rising amid global restrictions from the AP this morning. California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida together are reporting about 36,000 new coronavirus cases as restrictions aimed at combating the spread of the pandemic take hold in the U.S. and around the world. Meanwhile, in the open, White House advisors tussle over the virus response. Disagreements tumbling into public view. The latest tiff started when White House trade advisor Peter Navarro penned an op-ed skewering Dr. Anthony Fauci. Navarro wrote that Fauci, Alan, had been wrong about everything I've interacted with him on. Fauci fired back, telling The Atlantic that Navarro is in a world by himself. The White House has distanced itself from Peter Navarro. The president himself says that he gets along with Fauci. But what a thing to be happening in the middle of this pandemic.
David, you can't make this stuff up. I got a letter yesterday that said, why are you talking about the same old stuff all the time? I'll tell you why I'm talking about it, because you can't say it enough. If everybody wore a mask, we would be far ahead of where we are now. There's no other word for it. You want to be gentle, you want to be kind to everybody, but truly, if you don't wear a mask now in public, you're stupid. You're not only protecting yourself, which we have heard 1,000 times, but you are protecting others from the droplets that may come out of your mouth. So the answer is, everybody's got to wear a mask, period. You want to write me letters? Write me letters. But I'm telling you, it can't be said enough. Now, as for the president, he is in total disarray. His campaign is messed up. He's just realigned his campaign staff, demoted some, raised others. But in the end, there are so many questions as to who's really calling the shots here. Most people think it's the president himself who gives these erratic orders. Take somebody like Navarro. If you believe that Navarro penned an op-ed piece attacking Anthony Fauci, which has now been answered by such great American heroes as Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, all of whom have said, I'm with Fauci, and have made it clear they want no part of this. They're looking at the numbers, too. Fauci is a national hero. By trying to destroy that, the Trump administration destroys itself. Fauci has said so, and he knows what he's talking about. America has great faith in Fauci. From the beginning, he's been telling us to wear masks. He's been telling us to social distance. He's been telling us all the things that we had to know at a particular time. The good news today is that there are advances in the vaccine development and the creation of antibodies, and this may, in fact, spell the beginning of the end of this mess. But in the meantime, tens of thousands of people are dying, and they're dying because this president took his time before he even acknowledged it. There is no American who didn't see his face getting up there and spewing the nonsense that if it came to the United States, it would only be 5 to 15 cases. Now tens of thousands of people are dying as a result of his inaction. And his polls are showing that. You know, to change your campaign staff is certainly something that one would do when one is failing in the polls. Nevertheless, it is a sign of absolute desperation on the part of this president, who is being and should be held responsible for much of the death in this country. It's really that simple.
Perhaps the other most serious thing we've seen is the video of George Floyd's death. And now there's more of it. New police video, body camera video ordered by a judge after the family of George Floyd filed a federal wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and former officers charged in his death. We see desperate pleas, not only the I can't breathe, but if you watch the entire video, you see his attempt to peaceably speak with the officers being forced to the ground and then the eventual, well, murder. How is this all going to work itself out when it comes to police and communities they serve?
Nothing is more of a visual insight into what we are talking about here than the murder, as you say, of George Floyd. He was reasonable. He said he couldn't breathe, and then yet they killed him. And his tormentor said it takes oxygen to be able to speak. This is something which will be punished, of course, but punishment doesn't bring George Floyd back. Now, there are some very troubling things that are going on in this country. The amount of crime is going up. People who say, well, this is a good opportunity to do bad. It only takes one or two or three to bring that impression, because right now we are on the precipice of some changes in this country, its sociology, and the way we think about whether or not people with darker skin or lighter skin are different. They are not. They all have blood, and the blood is red. And the idea that mayors, for example, Mayor Sheehan in Albany, have to balance the need for social justice, which we absolutely have to do, the reformation of police, which we absolutely have to do, with the need to make sure that people are protected and safe. And that is not easy, but when one runs for mayor and wants the job, one has to really be able to do all of that balancing.
Governor Cuomo put it in pretty stark terms. He said there's a difference between looting and protesting.
There is, and he's right. It's not popular these days to say one shouldn't loot. I've had discussions with people on the panel and off who think that this is just a sign of rage. Well, you know, people of color are not looting and not doing terrible things. I'll tell you, it's just a few people. And I don't know who's white and I don't know who's black, but I do know that the law has to be enforced, and that if somebody makes the argument that it's justified because of rage, are just wrong.
We're a political observer. Alan Chartok with us. Alan, thanks for the great discussion.
And thank you, David. Your questions are always stimulating and to the point, and I hope everybody is safe and stays safe. I think we're turning the bend here. In the meantime, don't be stupid, wear a mask, do social distancing, and don't go out as much as you possibly can. It can't get any simpler.